At a Des Moines elementary school, Mary Beth Tinker tells students what it was like for her family to learn about the Vietnam War in 1965.
We were watching this on the news and we saw it and we were getting so sad about all of this. And we didn't know what to do. But some people had an idea right here in Des Moines. And they said, what if we just wear black armbands to school? And that would be our way of saying that we're sad.
50 years ago this week, four Tinker siblings wore a black armband to school, despite warnings from school officials that it was forbidden. The two youngest were in elementary school and faced no punishment, but junior high student Mary Beth and her high school brother John were suspended for the remainder of the year, along with two other high school boys. This action got the attention of the American Civil Liberties Union. They represented the Tinkers in a lawsuit against the Des Moines Independent Community School District. Dan Johnston was a young lawyer for the ACLU. During a forum this week at Roosevelt High School, Johnston says he took the case because he was interested in the rights of minority voices.
The students who wore armbands were a definite minority in their schools who were being oppressed by what was essentially a totalitarian school system. There was a doctrine called in loco parentis, which they took to mean that at the school, the school authorities had all of the power and authority over the students that parents had over their students.
They lost in court, but in 1969, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Tinkers. Mary Beth Tinker says this case ensures a student's First Amendment rights don't stop when they enter a school.
But you cannot substantially disrupt school, and you cannot infringe on the rights of others.
In the library of Roosevelt High School, Tinker asks the nearly 100 students gathered to talk about issues affecting them.
Do you think that adults have things to learn from kids?
Yes, absolutely.
Like what?
I think the New Wave feminist movement excludes a lot of minority women, and that's my issue with it. So
there is like intersectional feminism, yeah, which is what I am. Exactly. But
yeah, sophomore Sophia Rodriguez wants to start a feminist club next year, in part to get a transgender bathroom and to raise awareness of sexual identity through buttons.
An idea is that we were thinking were like protect your sisters, not just your cis, like as in cisgender. So if I'm walking with a couple badges on my backpack, someone behind me can look and read them and be like, wow, those are some really good ideas. Or, oh, I never really thought of that before.
Mary Beth Tinker says she tours schools across the country to talk about civil rights and her family's story from the 1960s to encourage this kind of activism from today's youth.
Teachers and administrators want children to learn that they have their rights, want them to hear this story of children who are speaking up with their voices to take democracy forward and to take our world forward. And it's a real lesson in how things can change. But things don't just change. It takes people to make that happen. And so that's why we want to give kids that message that when you stand up and speak up about some issue that affects your life and join with others to do that, it's a great way of life.
Mary Beth Tinker will continue sharing her story through Friday in Des Moines schools, including the ones where she and her brother were suspended 50 years ago this week for wearing armbands as a form of silent protest. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.